You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here in a full studio with Kate Lochte, as well as Dan Lavitt. He's president of Playhouse in the Parks Board of Directors, and of course, the executive director, Lisa Coe. Welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Ordinarily, we'd just be talking about a show. But it's almost a week ago tomorrow,
right,
the Playhouse in the Park was among the property owners who lost out to a fire,
right,
on the Murray Court Square. Describe, Lisa, what the Playhouse has gone through.
Well, what we lost was storage space that was donated by Thurman Campbell Group. It was the upstairs of their building. Just a huge, huge space. And essentially there was 40 years of theater making up there, all kinds of treasures. We've been getting lots of messages in from people, and the words they use over and over are treasure hunt when they would go there, or playground, and magical. A lot of people have called it magical. And it really was. You would just walk in and be overwhelmed. It was a really cool place because there was no electricity there, so it was kind of dark and shadowy anyway. And then when your eyes would have to adjust once you'd get in there, and then so when that would happen, just tons and tons and tons of stuff that was there, and so it's all gone. Everything was destroyed in the fire, so nothing left of Farlands, as it was called. I think it used to be Farlands Travel Agency, yeah. And so all these years it's still called Farlands.
I saw that Constance Alexander has written a piece about it and people's memories about it. And I've been up in that space once, and it was like, what in the world
exactly.
is this? Or, oh, wow, look at all
yeah.
the whatchamacallit.
Yeah. You just couldn't resist playing. Every time we took somebody new, at first they were a little creeped out because you those dark stairs and that dark hallway into a kind of a dark room, and but then once they saw the stuff, immediately they were just putting hats on and boas and picking up pieces and, you know, making their own little scene. Just it was so fun. And it was fun to take people there for the first time.
Just to creep them out, yeah.
Just to let them see.
But I learned just now that for costumes in particular, you're okay.
We're in pretty good shape. Fortunately, our friends over at Reed Interiors had donated a second space for us. So we had pretty much moved all the costuming over there, so it's all safe. What was still there costume-wise was all the formal wear. We had I don't even know how many tuxedos that when Mr. J's went out of business, they donated all those tuxes to us. So the tuxes, the wedding gowns, the prom dresses, the all of the evening wear type things, gloves, long gloves, and all of that was up there. And then the hats, is kind of what gets my heart. We had just shelves and shelves and shelves of hats. Many were vintage hats, and they were beautiful. And some were still in hat boxes that were just gorgeous themselves. So that was all up there. So that's gone. But just regular costuming, like we go to time and time and time and time again, that's all okay because it's over the other space.
So, Dan Lavitt, president of the Playhouse in the Park Board of Directors and Murray State's man in Paducah at the Crisp Center, I guess you wouldn't have expected to have this occur on your watch.
No, maybe we should talk about all the good things that are happening to
yeah.
the Playhouse. But it's a challenge. It's a loss for us, and it's decades of things that we've collected, but they're all things that we can try to replace over the years. It's a challenge for us, though, for sure.
How are you going about first steps?
Well, first steps, we don't have a storage place to collect new things, so really we're trying to identify new space to store props and set pieces and things that we'll need for upcoming shows. But we're, as much as anything right now, we do have storage space for financial donations. So we want to kind of build our pot for props and maybe storage space for props. So we have a couple ways to give and a couple different venues for that, collecting donations.
And those are?
Well, one is redbasket.org, and that's red with an R. I kept wanting to hear bread basket, but it's it's redbasket.org, and that's an online giving platform that we'll be sharing through social media. And I think it's connected with Woodmen of the World. 100% of the proceeds will come to Playhouse in the Park. And then also we'll take donations the old-fashioned way if you want to drop it off with Lisa at the Playhouse in the Park.
When will you identify a new storage area?
We're kind of going through that process now. We're putting feelers out and looking for space that's convenient and cheap.
Like free. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the space we had, like I said, was donated. So how fabulous is that in a budget that's already so tight?
You know, for 25 years?
Oh, yeah, I would say. Yeah, many, many years.
That's so a great partnership.
It really is. And they were just great about letting us be there. And so, yeah, free is what we would love, but we're also trying to be real of, you know, what the needs might actually be. So we're just looking right now for what to do. But that, obviously, that's the next big step for us.
Sure.
Where is storage and how? Then we need stuff to go in it. And that's what we've been trying to get the word out, that we made a list of things that we need for the immediate shows to get us through the rest of this year. We have a list. These are the props and furniture and things that we need. This is what we're looking for. If you have this and you'd like to donate it, or we can borrow it, great. Everything else that you think we might like to have sometime, hang on to that right now, because we don't have anywhere to put it. That's the problem. So the list is published on the website, which is playhouseinthepark.net. It's on, I think, the Playhouse Facebook page, I believe, is going to have it on there. And so people can go to that list. I also sent it out via email. So if you're on our email list, you should have gotten that over the weekend. So look at that list and see what's on there and see what you might have. And people have been great. I'm already getting just a lot of phone calls going, oh, yeah, I have a set of china that you can have. Or I have. Someone called and said, I have a vintage radio. It's one of the things we were most worried about, because we had a vintage radio that was in the fire. So we were concerned about being able to replace that. But someone has called and said, I have a vintage radio from the 1930s. You're welcome to come get it. So so people really are stepping up and have been fabulous. We've gotten probably hundreds of messages from people just wanting to help. What can we do? How can we help you? What do you need? And we've just been overwhelmed. We're so grateful for that. Murray State Department of Theater has been in touch and said, you can borrow whatever you need. Market House Theater, Purchase Players in Mayfield. We heard from a theater in Owensboro. You said, we heard about what's going on. We want to help you. What do you need? So people really have stepped up in a mighty way, and we are so grateful.
You know, I suspect that is because of the work that you do with children. You know, we're talking about big people costumes, but at the core of your mission is really to get people hooked on community theater.
You bet.
And I think you told me you had 100 kids.
100 kids at summer camp. We did. It's the most we've had. And we still had a waiting list of about 30 kids that we just couldn't take because we didn't have anywhere to put them. So, yeah, kids are important to us.
and to the theaters in the region.
Absolutely.
It's a mission for sure.
And that's how you get the big people. They bring their kids and you go, hey.
You grow them up.
Would you want to paint this for us? And that's where you get your grown-up people. There's the secret of theater right there.
That's the whole.
Well, I know we're
that's
looking
how it
at
works.
A parent. Danny, you have a couple of kids who went through Playhouse.
That's how
we got you, isn't
got
that right?
Involved, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure Tracy will get involved painting sometime.
Oh, I'm sure I can be persuaded.
Well, Dan, you said let's talk about a few of the good things as well. So, you know, a quick rundown of what's on the horizon production-wise.
What's coming up, and Lisa may help me with the dates here, but we've got Grace and Glory coming. I guess our next show is Love, Loss, and
right.
What I Wore.
Right.
And what are the dates for those?
August 21st to the 23rd, I think. It's a dinner theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique, and I think people are going to like it.
And that'll be at Murray Banquet Center.
Right.
And
right.
includes dinner and,
uh-huh.
and the show. And then Grace and Glory is coming up September 15th through September 14th. We have Legally Blonde, which will be a fun musical. That's October 24th through November 9th. And let's see, Penguin Project.
Yes. Have you heard about the Penguin Project?
Oh, my. The Penguin Project is really something that we would love to catch up with.
We need to do a whole session about the Penguin Project. We're so excited about that. We're doing Annie Jr., and it's for children who have disabilities. They are the cast of the show. And they are partnered with mentors who are students. We tried to get students around their same age or same interest. And that builds these fabulous friendships as we're also putting on really good theater.
How many pairs of kids are working together?
I think we have 18, is that right, Dan?
18 yeah. artists and 18 mentors.
Wow, that is.
Isn't that great?
We're going to have to catch up on a whole interview about that.
Yeah, we really did. It's an amazing program. So, yeah, that's the last weekend of September and first weekend of October. So that's coming up.
Well, that's about as far out as we can go in one breath and on Sounds Good. So let's reiterate, financial donations for Playhouse in the Park prop replacement can be put online through redbasket.org, thanks
right.
to Woodman of the World. And Lisa Cope will take a check at the next show or whenever.
Just come by and see
come
me.
By. And look at playhouseinthepark.net for a list of items for the upcoming
right.
shows that are specifically necessary now because
right.
there is a storage issue. And if you have a big place that would suit props and props and props, let Lisa know
yes.
or let Dan know that you'll be happy to partner with the Playhouse.
Yes.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Excellent.
Good stuff.
Well, listen, thanks for coming, and let's do acknowledge that Murray Ledger and Times, the Paducah Sun, Channel 6, everybody's
yeah.
paying attention
yeah.
to what's going on, and I think that's really, really great.
It is great.
The whole community has been so giving and gracious and recognizing that there were one among several businesses that,
right.
that lost in the downtown fire.
Yeah, let us not forget that the Playhouse was not the only
right.
Entity affected. And our hearts go out to all of you. And we're going back to Sounds Good.
Thank you for
Thanks
having
for
us.
Thanks for being
Thank
here. Lisa Cope, Dan Lavitt.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.